more Idaho Matters right now. The energy landscape in our region is changing. Coal plants are scheduled to close and fossil fuel production faces new challenges. Meanwhile, renewable energy projects are taking shape, including a nuclear plant funded by Bill Gates, and job training programs are also adjusting to this shift. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Guitar strums echo down a long hallway at Western Wyoming Community College in Rock Springs, a small city that's long been tied to energy. This isn't part of a music class. It's just two friends, welding teacher Rick Parvicini and his former student, jamming in the manufacturing and industry department.
We used to do this every lunch hour back when he was going to school here.
Dalton Austin graduated last year. He's a fresh-faced 22-year-old with a full-time job now as a welder. Austin says it's a profession that's going to be needed for building a nuclear plant.
It would be super useful to have some type of trade that'll get you into that field.
Parvicini agrees. In fact, he used to work in the oil field, but now teaches welding full-time to meet the demand to train the workforce.
Since the oil field's gone away, for the most part, we kind of had to change the way we do things to kind of support the industry that's going to stay around for a while.
The nuclear plant is scheduled to be open in the early 2030s and be housed at a former coal plant nearby. Groundbreaking is expected this spring. Supposedly, 2,000 jobs will be created, like welders, mechanics, plant operators, electricians.
We have the opportunity at the ground level, obviously, to kind of help shape what that workforce looks like.
Amy Murphy is helping the community college grow its blue-collar programs. They're investing in existing programs like welding, but also adding new ones.
What industry wants is our students to get the training here and stay in Wyoming.
The college actually created the only power line program in Wyoming this past fall. It's housed in the former oil and gas building. That program is indefinitely on hiatus because of a slowdown in the fossil fuel industry. But if the nuclear facility gets off the ground, power linesmen will be needed to upkeep the electric infrastructure. In the sagebrush behind the college campus, seven young men in the program are climbing four-story tall wooden poles in sub-zero temperatures. They use heavy ropes and spiked shoes. Their teacher, Lance Caldwell, gives them tips.
Don't forget on your way down, lock the knee before it goes into the pole.
Not after.
Caldwell worked as a journeyman for 34 years. He decided to go into teaching because he realized the next generation isn't trained to take over.
Yeah, every single power utility company I know across the country right now is screaming for guys.
Just in Wyoming, the main utility company has 39 job openings, some with $15,000 sign-on bonuses. Caldwell says that's pretty unusual, and he expects that demand to grow. Hagen Jones will finish up the program this spring. He says the first time climbing power poles was pretty scary in Wyoming's typical 40-mile-per-hour winds.
When you're moving, it's not bad. Just when you stop it, you can feel your pole rocking a little bit. It's nerve-wracking.
But he loves it now. He's hoping to stay and work in southwest Wyoming, and he thinks the growing nuclear industry will give him that opportunity. Back inside the welding department, where it's warm, guitars are still being strummed. Dalton Austin has to get back to his welding job soon, and Rick Parvicini has to get back to teaching classes. But before they head off, one more song.
Now blue ain't the word for the way that I feel.
The college hopes to keep graduating people like Austin, those who want to stay in Wyoming, adapt to the changing energy industry, and keep the lights on.
I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver,
before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.